The Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And well, welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have Deborah Tavares on, so welcome back, Deborah.
Yes, hey, Dr. Bill. Yes, it is Monday, September the 16th, 2019.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be covering a number of topics today. I will tell all the listeners, if you are not ready for the facts, I would suggest you tune off, because this is rather diabolical. And
yeah,
for those that continue to want
actually,
to
actually, I got a new joke term for you, Deborah, because you and I have the same genetic defect. I realized this morning when I was talking to my wife, both of us lack what's called a shut-up gene.
Well, I
and you and you that. And you research things more than anybody I know. I mean, you've taught me stuff, which is really cool. When I have a co-host that teaches me about things like, you know, all the things they're doing with the insurance companies and the rating of homes and all the other stuff and all the stuff about primary water, you've taught me lots over the years.
Well, I appreciate that, Dr. Bill. And right now, I just need to get this out.
Get right into it. Okay, get right into it. I'm just going to back off.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I am really having some struggle with what you're going to hear, everyone's going to hear today on the program.
Right.
And I'm going to start out by saying that irrational concepts is now our new reality.
Right.
We are beyond rationality and reason. And this is the new normal. Beyond rationality and reason is the new normal. I'm going to end this show today with something really diabolical, which will, in fact, likely explain what we're seeing happening in Saudi Arabia with the oil attacks.
Right.
But before I get to that, I want everybody to understand, we post many things on StopTheCrime.net, and most recently we blasted out in our email blast out a kill list in the United States, and it includes a map. And so if you want to find this, it is posted on StopTheCrime.net. Go to the menu, go to the email blast outs, because this kill list in the United States, which shows a map, and you need to check to find out if your town is in the kill list, and it is. Now, this is only information pertinent to the United States, because that is where Bob Nichols gained the information from. This article first appeared on Veterans Today.
Right.
But I'm going to talk about this for a moment, but I'm going to be jumping into something much more, well, as if this isn't horrible.
Right.
So we need to understand the cumulative radiation effects and what has happened and is being allowed to happen. And this is an excerpt of what Bob Nichols says in his article that he wrote, where he uses statistics and rad counts that are available. He says, quote, "I won't try to kid you with good news, lies, and made-up fake facts. Bottom line, this is way too much radiation for humans to take.
Right.
Look at the table of poisoned American cities. A million a week, January 1, 2018, to August 3, 2019, or 13,900 hours, published August 17th of 2019.
You're talking about that table you sent me a few weeks ago that shows all the cities that have got tons of radiation from local nuclear reactors, right?
That's right, and they're intentionally leaking. So I'm going to continue on with this. Again, people can get to this information, again, on StopTheCrime.net, on the email blastouts. So targeted individuals by area, it will show. And it's a number of targeted individuals by area for the ongoing radiation kill in the United States. But this, keep in mind, this is a global kill grid of radiation.
Right.
And are you included in the kill numbers and just don't know it yet? Look and see, and you can look and see. All nuclear power plants leak radiation. The nukes leak on purpose. The rad count can not be contained. They're built that way.
They're built to leak.
The nuclear power plants cannot be sued.
Yeah, they actually put laws in to actually prevent them from being sued by the federal government, right?
That's right. And it says, the rich owners think the trade-off for your health and life is worth the money. And Bob Nichols says, I don't agree.
Right.
So I'm going to read you a few things in this, and then we're going to jump into the announcement of the start of fires here in California and beyond, because everyone needs to understand the enormity of the extinction plans and what is really happening behind the headlines that you're hearing, because we break that down. So what is important to understand with this particular kill grid that we're talking about right now is what they're saying. Nuclear power plants add to the deadly radiation every minute of every day, and there are 525,600 total minutes in 2019. Goes on to talk about how this is a bad situation for all of us who breathe, every single one of us who breathe. So the perps are very strong in the Americas, and expect it often. Don't let it get you down. There are millions of folks who know the score on the rad counts.
Right.
And then it goes on to say these are cell killers, our cellular cells in our bodies, and all cities within the RadNet total gamma radiation counters are above the maximum safe gamma radiation level.
Right.
So I guess the most important thing to realize with this discussion and what you will continue to hear on the program today is that we have a government that is genociding us. So let's talk about the cell assassins like plutonium-239 and its brothers were never around, and they did not exist on the planet before. And RadNet has largely stopped reporting radioactive beta counts. No explanation has been given.
Right.
And what started the whole rad counting thing? No mystery. They said DC got zapped, and RadNet measured and recorded 7.38 billion beta radiation counts in Washington, D.C. in 2006. And only a few countries possess that kind of nuke power, including the United States of America. So the RadNet started publishing radiation data in 2006, and Bob Nichols suspects strongly that the 9 nuclear weapons labs collected the radiation data for years before 2006. To date, the radiation counts before 2006 are not released to the public.
Right.
Conclusion. The amount of rad in the air now dooms humanity to a relatively quick extinction. So I want to move from there, and I want to talk about what is less of importance, but it's still important to understand. There's an article right now that says here in California, and this would apply to anywhere where you have fires, which is most everywhere. And in the climate action plans, it tells us the variety of weapons to be used on you. And fires is a general theme in all of the climate action plans that have been adopted worldwide already. It's the horrific aspects of the New Green Deal that you hear being discussed to keep us fighting between a right and left illusion,
right,
a paradigm created to keep us separated, so that we battle one another without seeing the larger picture.
Right.
So here we have now announced today, again, on September 16th of 2019, the Santa Ana winds return to California, bringing fire danger. They say the winds are created by high pressure. Now they're lying about how the winds and the fire dangers are being created. This is weather weapons. Make absolutely no mistake. We have gone to a number of local cities and to boards of supervisors and city councils only to have 3 minutes so that the public hears what we have to say. And it's a way in which to at least feel that we're contributing some information beyond a radio show such as what you're hearing right now. We've been, of course, talking for some time about the lithium-ion batteries and how it is a weapon battery system. And that's another conversation in a moment, because you're going to hear about increased solar. But let's get back to the winds and the fire increase now. They're talking about low humidity, high fire threat, can quickly turn bushy chaparral into explosive fuel. Well, let's talk about the components of a red flag warning. They're telling us here that a red flag fire warning constitutes extremely low humidity, high heat, and wind. They neglect to add the most important aspect, and that's heavy, heavy chemtrailing. Now, I want to say this right now. There's been a meme that's been going across the country and worldwide. I've heard it from friends overseas as well, that since the earthquake in China Lake, they're saying that the chemtrails have stopped or reduced. That is not true. Not true. Right. So don't listen to that. It's psychological programming so that as more of you look up, you don't see what you see. That's
right.
All it is. So
right.
Now they're telling us that what's at stake across California are over 240,000 homes that remain in extreme fire risk areas, according to the study.
Right.
Now, I want to go back to a map I have posted some time ago. It is a map by Cal Fire, and it is the targeted cities indicated on the Cal Fire map in California to burn.
Right.
Now, I want to talk about the fact that insurance is being eliminated in areas of severe fire damage. In fact, insurance is being eliminated in many areas, such as coastal cities, all around the world right now. Now, I just also, Dr. Bill, got a renewal policy from State Farm saying that the insurance is going to stay the same, with exception of some exclusions that will reduce the coverage. And I was rather stunned at the exclusions. The exclusions were coverage for leaky pipes. Now, I've done some studies in the past in areas that are heavily fluoridated. And our team learned that the insurance companies are paying out huge claims for water leaks. And it's amassing a tremendous amount of damage to if a pipe leaks on the second floor. It, of course, requires then a ceiling drywall repair, or whatever kind of material is on the ceiling. Your pipes can leak, small pinhole leaks on the inside of the walls, wipe out floor coverings, and damage also furniture from tenants. And we've discovered that the majority of leaks are in areas that have been fluoridated for many years, because
right.
we do know that fluoride is extremely corrosive. We also
right.
know that the increased numbers of cell phone towers in areas is certainly also pulsing the frequencies, where everything is a frequency. So we're
right.
having structural degradation by all of the frequencies that are increasing worldwide. So naturally,
right.
Rothschild, controlling all of the banks, all of the insurance companies, et cetera, and LLC and companion companies, are eliminating our ability for recovery of losses over the weaponized assaults on us. And the weaponized assaults are multifaceted. It is so redundant and multifaceted on everything and in everything.
Right.
So I want to continue to go on.
Can I just mention one comment before you go on? And it'll
yes.
only be 20 seconds. I watched COM6 by Steve Quayle and a number of people I've had on the show for years, and I'm going to do discussions over the next 2 weeks and months on this. But you have to understand that the agenda is extra-dimensional and exoplanetary. And if you don't understand that this is literally an extinction-level event that's happening as we speak right now, like the return of Santa Ana winds and these insurance company changes and so on, they're organized. They're actually architecturally organized to reduce the world population and to destroy the geoclimatic stability of the biology of the planet. Please continue.
Absolutely. So now it has been announced that we are effectively now in a fire season, which is being created by weapons. Make no mistake.
Right.
So wherever you are, stay tuned. When we come back from this break, you're going to hear things that I'm sad to say is not how I like to start out a Monday.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
just let me hit this.
Absolutely. Go ahead. And we're coming back with Deborah. She's got lots more stuff to hit. Please continue, Deborah.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Bill. So on the front page of our newspaper here in Northern California, it talks about how residential solar gains as climate issues grow. And it talks about electric power and homeowners react to our utility costs and growing and increasing blackouts. Now, remember, we talked about intentional blackouts. That's in the climate action plans. Our utilities are run by Rothschild, Rockefeller, and all of the global controller foundations, families, and individuals. So this is all intentional. And they're shifting our market into electric only. We now can see that because we're seeing articles that the cities now are eliminating natural gas in homes. That is a fact. And what is also most important, I keep telling people, look inside your utility inserts when you get your bills to understand what your utilities are telling you. They are telling you this. But I want to just say right now that there are new financing programs that you will be required to obtain for upgrading your homes. And financing is supported. I'm looking at a bill copy from my Pacific Gas and Electric bill, aka Rothschild. It's supported by California, and this is sponsored by Pacific Gas and Electric, and it is called the REEL financing, R-E-E-L financing. And they say that you can borrow thousands of dollars to replace all of your appliances, and LED lighting, which we know causes blindness and other ill health effects. Pool pumps you can replace, insulation in your homes, energy efficient windows, air conditioning, and heating. Now, I want to say that as a builder, we have assessed what a house would cost, a two-story condominium that has HVAC equipment on the roof, and you have to rewire for electricity, and you're at around $11,000, and that's before the rush to be required to replace just your HVAC equipment roof-mounted before the rush. It's just like the firestorm.
Yeah, and the price will go up because of the rush. There'll be a limited number of people that can do it, so obviously the price is going to continue to go up too, right?
Right, and that's exactly what we have seen here in the intentionally burned-out fire zones everywhere, where materials are far more money and there is no labor. So right now we are headed into a perfect, perfect storm. Because many of you may know, and if you don't know now, you will, that California just approved a rental cap on all rental housing in California. Now, when I say all, there are some caveats to that, and we're just now assessing what the bill says. But homes that were built that are older than 15 years will be assessed and have a rental cap. So if the homes are newer, 15 years or newer, they won't have an assessment. This is going to really reduce housing for the area of housing that owners have probably owned for many, many decades and have been able to rent out at lower costs because the older construction has not been met with all of the new requirements of zoning and building. And what we see now is the required retrofitting on all these older homes. And we see that tenants can engage with the cities and report to the cities on the level of retrofitting of the apartment that they live in. They're also suggesting, Dr. Bill, and we'll see how this plays out. I'll be looking more into this with my research team. But they're talking about how tenants will be able to borrow retrofitting money as well, even if they don't own the property. They say it does not have to be backed by ownership or even good credit. So we have to wonder how...
That doesn't make sense that you can actually alter a property without having ownership.
That's
violates
exactly
normal
right.
civil property rights.
Well, there are none. And we're going to talk about that more in a moment. So those of people that still believe in property rights... the bankers, the IMF, the United Nations believe they have stolen everything fair and square. And so with that understanding...
You're a comedian, too. You know that? You're actually a stand-up comedian.
Well, I want to say that
I... But you got to pass out crying towels, too, though. That's a problem.
Yeah, I want to say that this Tenant Protection Act it excludes single-family homes and separate residences that are detached. And again, the cap for the rental annual increase is 5% per year. And they do allow a cost for living, a consumer price index, or otherwise local inflation, which in our area averages 2.5%.
Right.
So they're opening the door so that this doesn't sound too bad. But this is going to massively increase homelessness and the cost for homeowners. Because as they put a cap on the rent, and then they require, as you just heard me say, $11,000 just to replace an HVAC roof-mounted equipment. Then you've got doors, windows to replace, insulation, cool roofs, light bulbs, energy-efficient windows, etc. And
right.
The average cost is going to be somewhere around, likely, $20,000 to $50,000 per house.
Wow.
So for those tenants that are celebrating for this rental cap, think twice. You're going to be on the streets next. Because when these homes are not compliant to the sustainable requirements, these homes will be red-tagged and will not be allowed to be lived in. Now, there are many homeless advocates that are wondering why there's so much city-owned commercial property that is sitting vacant. It is vacant. And why they're not allowing homeless people to move in. Well, think about now adding the private sector, which is not private, sadly, anymore, but the illusion of privately owned property. Add that to the vacancy factor. And find out who starts falling out of housing next. That is the plan. So while we've got a little bit of time left for this show today, I'm going to head somewhere unthinkable.
Uh-huh.
I want to remind everyone what we have been sharing for quite some time, and that's the Wildlands Project. And attached to the Wildlands Project is the Deep Ecology. And Deep Ecology refers to these points, and there are more points. But here are the Wildlands Project.
Yeah, this is
points.
A link you sent to me on a thing called deepecology.org/platform.htm, and I'll post up that link. Please continue.
Yes. Okay, so the primary characteristics of our maps, where we live, our countries, our states, are to reduce areas by the millions of acres to allow little, if any, human use. And the primary characteristics of buffers between little to no human use are to only allow very limited and managed human use with native biodiversity as preeminent concern. They go on to tell us that moral and ethical guidelines are based on the philosophy of deep ecology.
Mm-hmm.
And here are some of the 8 points, and what I've asked you to look up, Dr. Bill, is because my computer is down, and I can
read
that.
It off for you if you want. Do you want me to read
well,
it?
Well, I want to go over the 8 points, and you can embellish, but then I need to tie
you have,
it
Do you have the 8 points? Just go ahead yourself. If not, I'll read just the,
yeah,
the
I
key
will.
Part of it.
So
go ahead.
I've got to tie this into what we see happening with the Saudi oil right now, okay?
Right.
And I will. So the 8 points, the platform deep ecology, can be summarized best as follows. All life, human and non-human, has equal value. Resource consumption above what is needed to supply only vital human needs is immoral. Human population must be reduced. Western civilizations must radically change present economic, technological, and ideological structures, and we see that happening with the implementation of the climate action plans worldwide, by the way. And it's not just reducing populations in Western civilizations. It's reducing populations everywhere. And they go on to say that believers in the deep ecology approach have an obligation to try to implement the necessary changes. So,
By the way, I'm looking at point number three here, and I have to tell you, in 1997, I spent an entire evening with Dr. Eisley, who founded the World Constitution Parliament Association. He's there with Bill Gates and others, and the UN, trying to change the albedo of Earth by putting nanoparticle calcium carbonate that has lead to reflect the sunlight, which will dim the Earth, and also to carbon capture, to capture all the carbon dioxide dropped to the bottom of the oceans. Please continue. So people need to understand, these globalists are maniacs terraforming Earth to destroy the ability to even have the Earth green as the oxygen, carbon dioxide is rising a little bit. It's actually regreening the Earth.
Okay, so now let me pause you for a moment, Dr. Bill, and let's get into this because...
Yeah, let's do that. I just want to mention that one comment there, because when I hear them say humans have no right to reduce this richness and diversity except to satisfy vital needs, these are liars, okay? They're actually going to collapse the biology of the planet, to collapse the sunlight, and actually what they want to do is they'd like us to move into an ice age. Please continue.
Well, now, Dr. Bill, let's talk about, just for a moment, the hit of Notre Dame in Paris, and now the reality that people that live in the vicinity and all of the schools have effects of tremendous lead poisoning. Now,
right.
We have found here, as a result of all of the fires, that first responders and certainly everyone that lives in the area are now suffering from mercury poisoning in their blood. We saw much of what happened with the first responders in the inside job called 9/11, and much more. So we have to understand that as they increase the outages and people move into solar, battery backup is going to become more of a sought-after feature. And lithium-ion batteries explode and they catch on fire. In fact, they're now called thermal runaways. And I was listening to...
Imagine calling them runaways. How about walking explosions? This is what killed all these people here off California that died in this boat because of a charger station with lithium-ion batteries. It happens in airplanes, too. Please continue.
Yes, it does. Now, I want to talk about the fact of a discussion that I heard on the radio just this morning about the batteries. Because
right.
One of our junior colleges up here in Santa Rosa is spending millions and millions of dollars on a solar array that will have energy storage capacity with
right.
lithium-ion batteries. Now, they do know because we have gone to all of the council meetings, the fire meetings, everyone telling them about the lithium-ion batteries and why aren't they using silicon salt.
Right.
But I want to say this. Here's what they said, the JC here in Santa Rosa. They said they're working with the fire department to let them know where the lithium-ion batteries are located.
Right.
They're not discussing the safer replacement for the bombs called lithium-ion batteries, which are bombs.
Right.
These
right.
are intentional kill machines, part
right.
of the devastation of everything about us.
Right.
Now let's move into this because this is just unbelievable.
Right.
And this brings into question about the attack on the Saudi fields and the oil fields and the plan to reduce the oil supply. We have to question everything we read in here.
Right.
And we have to wonder if it's real and what perhaps is the objective. So I want to read this, and then I'm going to talk about where we found this, and so all of you will understand.
Yeah, and for example, just ask a few questions. How did the so-called Houthi rebels get inside Saudi Arabia? How did they get near the plant, even with drones? How did the Saudi military and our military, supposed to protect them, not stop them? This sounds like a series of like a Keystone Cops of incompetence. I don't buy it. I'm sure you don't either. Let's continue.
No, well, let's talk about what is really happening with Saudi Arabia.
Right.
They have a plan, and we'll talk about that, because it aims to steer the Saudi economy away from its dependence on oil and gas, which currently accounts for about half of its gross domestic product. I'm going to read that again.
Right.
The plan is to steer away the economy from its dependence on oil and gas.
Wow.
So when you Amazing. Think about...
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Back with Deborah Tavares. So, Deborah, we have some major stuff you want to dump today.
We do.
People better be sitting down, and if they're fearful and scared, too scared, turn off the radio. If you're not and you're brave and you're going to pray once you get this information and then take action and let the Urim and Thummim stones in your spirit tell you if it's yes or no, don't just spit on the messenger. Realize the message is real, whether it's delivered by Deborah or me or anybody else, and listen to Deborah. Please continue.
Yes, so now just prior to the break, I read something that was pretty deplorable, pretty
right.
pretty un, incredible, actually. Mm-hmm. And I read this. I said, Saudi Arabia has a plan to steer its economy away from its independence on oil and gas, which currently accounts for about half of its gross domestic product. So let's talk about that.
Do you know what it's just steering it toward, do you?
Well, we do, and we're going to talk about that right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so here we go. Let's break this down, because when we look at the Mid-East tense after oil attacks, we have to understand this is a false transition into a new reality, and we're going to go over this reality right now.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to add this. Over the years, I've talked a lot about smart cities, and I do have a YouTube up called Smart Cities, Rothschild and Rockefeller. It was taken down by YouTube, but it was put back up. It was also featured in the Washington Post as well. So now we're going to talk about what is really happening with the smart cities and how Arabia is involved. It's really important to understand that this is a takedown in a way that we have not yet understood. So here we go. Ben Solomon recently announced plans to build NEOM, N-E-O-M, a $500 billion city which hopes to incorporate Jetsons-like amenities. The city is hoping to have drone taxis, robot maids, genetic modification, artificial rain, a Jurassic Park-style robot island, sand that glows in the dark, a robot cage for fighting, security that utilizes facial recognition technology, a fake moon, and alcohol, which is banned in the country. NEOM is part of Ben Solomon's Saudi Vision 2030 plan, unveiled in April of 2016, which aims to develop a public service sectors such as health, education, infrastructure, recreation, and tourism. And they say there's a lot riding on the plan. And here's the threat. Quote, chaos in Saudi Arabia would have obvious implications for regional security and stability, as well as for global economy and access to secure energy markets. The risk, if the project fails, is that you will see in Saudi Arabia the same kind of demographic and societal pressures that led to the Arab Spring explosions in 2011. This is the threat.
Right.
So now let's talk more about what we're facing and why the reduction of oil. We know that gas is being eliminated. We see that now happening in the newspapers. I have had on StopTheCrime.net for a number of years a link called Kiss Your Gas Goodbye, and that is for natural gas use in your homes. That's one of the reasons why you're seeing gas explosions, to get create fear over use of gas. San Bruno is in just outside of San Francisco, was an explosion of diabolical consequences. Many of us actually were at the Rothschild-controlled California Public Utility Commission during the testimonies of those victims in the San Bruno gas explosion. Diabolical. We're hearing constantly about gas leaks and gas explosions. This is so as they take the gas away, we're going to feel that that is for our safety.
Oh, yeah. If there's even minor earthquakes, the gas lines across America won't survive, right?
They won't. And that's the plan, of course. We've been booby-trapped. So let's talk about NEOM. It's a planned cross-border city, Saudi Arabia, and it's planned to incorporate smart city technologies and also function as a tourist destination. I'm going to add something right here, right now. In my five-part video YouTube series that I have up on StopTheCrime.net, if you go and click on menu on StopTheCrime.net, and then you go to the video, you will hear much of what I am talking about with the circular economy, where we own nothing everything is equal. It's equality and shared equity.
Where's the largest supply capital in the world? Where is it?
And everyone needs to understand. So
here's Deborah, where's the largest supply of capital on the planet?
Dr. Bill, let me continue with this.
Well, I want to mention this first. The reason is it's in Saudi Arabia. And the first citizen in the world, it's a robot that got citizenship with Sophie, who's a Saudi citizen.
That's just what we're going to talk about next.
Go ahead.
They're creating laws now for the robots. And actually, what we will find is that autonomous rights for robots, and we will become the slaves to AI. So let's continue here with this.
Right.
So the smart city technologies also function as a tourist destination. The site of Neom is near the Red Sea and borders Saudi Arabia and shares with Egypt and Jordan. It will cover a total area of 10,200 square miles and will exceed and extend 460 kilometers along the coast of the Red Sea. Saudi Arabia aims to complete the first section of Neom by 2025. The project is estimated to cost $500 billion.
Wow.
On January 29th of 2019, Saudi Arabia announced it was setting up a closed joint stock company named Neom with $500 billion. The aim of the company that is wholly owned by a public investment fund, the Sovereign Wealth Fund, is to develop the economic zone of Neom. The project is planned to be totally powered by renewable energy resources. In October 24th of 2017, the Saudi Crown Prince said that Neom will operate independently from existing governmental frameworks, with its own tax and labor laws and autonomous judicial system, in other words, rights for robots. The initiative emerged from the Saudi Vision 2030, a plan that seeks to reduce Saudi Arabia's dependence on oil, diversify its economy, and develop public service sectors. The German Klaus Kinfeld, former chairman and CEO of Alcoa Inc., and former president and CEO of Siemens AG, will direct the development of the city. Plans call for robots to perform functions such as security, logistics, home delivery, and caregiving, and for the city to be powered solely by wind and solar power, because the city will be designed and constructed from scratch. Other innovations in infrastructure and mobility have been planned. Planning and construction will be initiated with the $500 billion from the Public Investment Fund.
Right.
The first phase of the project is scheduled for completion by 2025. Now, Neom is planning to take the smart city concept to the highest level ever. The smart city is managed by data. Now, we've talked about that. We've talked about the components of the wireless technology, how the AI will be the brains of the city, and 5G is going to be how everything functions.
Remember that the Saudi billionaire that got tortured on Twitter and Facebook, and when they were knocking off Alex Jones from these social media? You have to understand, the center of capital in the world for investment into AI and all these technologies is Saudi. They have more capital than the entire world,
so
put together by hundreds of times. Please continue.
This is just diabolical, and this is actually the plan that I'm actually looking at.
Right.
It goes on to say that a smart city is one that places people at the center of the development, incorporates information and communication technologies into urban management, and uses these elements as tools to stimulate the design of an effective government that includes collaboration planning and citizen participation.
Right.
The road towards smart cities is migrating from traditional city management to a smart city. The plan evolves much more than just physical infrastructure, things like social capital. And we already see that. This is a sidebar. Social capital and social credit scores are already in the United States. we're already going to be judged, manipulated, and monitored by our credit scores. For those that want to have an interesting watch, if you have not yet watched Black Mirror, I would recommend you watch the first segment in the first series, and you will see how social credits play out. But then, of course, you can actually go and type in China and social credit scores and see how it actually has been working and how it is rolling in to the United States.
And
right
by
now,
the way, if you have to start through, they have to start seeing at the top that AI research is going on. In fact, one of the speakers at the Com6, Gen 6 conference was an AI researcher for years in China. At the top level, these other countries, including Communist China and Russia, are collaborating in the globalist level. In fact, they want us to surrender to a globalist cyber state. We may call it socialism or communism, but it's basically totalitarianism.
Oh, we're well beyond all of that, Dr. Bill.
Well beyond it. Now, those terms don't even apply, do they?
They don't even. They're extinct.
Right.
So it's very important to understand we are now under an umbrella corporation.
Right.
And people need to understand that the corporation related to the Resident Evil franchise was presented to us as being fictional, and it's, of course, all true. We're in a giant one-world order corporation.
Right.
And we will have one bank, a virtual currency, a world internet, singular world, one-world internet and cellular system, satellite and terrestrial networks, all of this, even a one-world government and so much more. But it's important to understand the umbrella is the name for which is derived from a fact that literally all will be under one umbrella. So I'm going to continue on with NEOM because this is where the smart cities and how the smart cities will be planned. And you have to be eligible to be in these cities. You have to be smart, they say. And I will say this, Dr. Bill, with all due respect to what I am going to say, because I am very connected with the autistic community, and in particular, the high-functioning aspect of autism.
Right.
Very brilliant people, but do not have the reciprocal gene of loving and caring. They have to learn all of that as menus to be acceptable within society. These will be the people that will be sequestered into these smart cities. Now, this is not in print. This is just what I've been seeing in a number of documents as I've worked my way through this through the years. But now let me continue with this plan. So they talk about the plan evolves much more than just physical infrastructure, things like social capital and information and communication technology. Also vital components. A city's digital platform needs to be scalable and future-proof. They go on to say that Ellis Wan, representing the Inter-American Development Bank, said he had attended Habitat 3, UN Habitat, the UN program for sustainable human settlements. And for him, the major issue is governance and how smart cities are managed and how to make sure residents are at the center. We cannot have smart cities without smart residents.
Wow.
So we're going to be developing this story next Monday. Stay tuned and certainly go to stopthecrime.net frequently. We are delivering documents to you directly.